understanding your soul's purpose for this life. Well, generally speaking, you might say that people incarnate on this world to have a certain experience. So their focus lies on the outer world, the world around them. They want, so to speak, play a play, be part of this game, and this game on Earth, living on Earth, comes along with certain experiences, and having these experiences can be very, very meaningful. For instance, when you are a part, when you experience a war, and this is of course very, very intense, you learn a lot from this experience in the end. What is duality? How is this possible? Why do people fight? However, for light workers, the focus on the experiences is not the outer world, it is the inner world. And to be more precise, they want to restore the connection with their soul. So you might say, generally speaking, that for light workers, the sole purpose is to reconnect, to let go of the energies and the ideas of the world around human society, to let go of the fear and restore the connection with the soul, with oneness, with love. And by doing so, you radiate this energy, the energy of the soul, the energy of the truth, into the world. You bring light into this world. And this is what the world right now needs. The energy of your soul brings always three things: love, beauty, and truth. And these three things create, they will bring a different world. A world with harmony, harmony between man and nature, between man and the universe, and between human beings. It will mean the end of all the struggle and the fear in this world. And therefore this inner work, the reconnection with your own soul, is very, very important. Now, how do you do this? How do you reconnect with your soul? Well, to put it simply, stop holding back. The energy of your soul flows towards you like the energy of the sun radiates, shines on Earth. It's a very natural flow. So basically, you don't have to work to get in tune with your soul, to reconnect with your soul. You just have to stop holding back. Accept that you are a being of light, that we are children of the light, and that we are here to bring this light. Okay, but this begs the question, how do you do this holding back? And this is in this world a very deep process. The basis is fear-based thinking. When you dive into this world, when you incarnate into this world, you absorb the energies of this world. You absorb the ideas of this world. And these are fear-based ideas. And they are so deep that we consider them to be self-evident. We learn a certain language. We learn that we are born in a nation and we are proud of this nation. And this might even be right, but what is this concept of a nation? It's the concept of a prison. It's the concept of separation between you and other human beings. It's a concept based on fear. It's a concept based on control and power. And this is just one of the many ideas that you absorb. And how does fear works? Well, you might say that when you think of the flow, the energy flow of the soul, it flows from up to down, a bit like the light of the sun that flows to earth. However, a fear-based flow is just in the opposite direction. Fear starts often in your belly. When I look at people, I often see that the bellies of people around me, of the clients I get, are filled with fear-based ideas. Fear for other people, fear for the future. And these fears go up and they form ideas in their heads. I need to protect me. I need this. I need that. This might go wrong. So you might say this fear-based ideas, they start in your belly with the pure fear. Then they go up in your head. And there they form a kind of clouds that reject the energy of your soul. So the energy flow does not go from up to down, from your soul into your body and then in the world. But there's this knot of dark fears inside the human belly, and they create all kinds of ideas in the heads of people that reject the energy and hold back the energy of the human soul. Now, what can you do about this? There are several steps you can take. The first is, investigate all your ideas. Simply make a checklist of all the ideas you have of the future, your expectations of the people around you, of what's happening in this world. And then do not reject these ideas, but do allow doubt. You might be wrong. And if you're wrong, what's the alternative idea? And then simply create another idea that is based not on fear, but on love. Simply open yourself up for the idea that everything in the universe is based on love. And that all your ideas should be based on love. Love for other people. Love for human nature. Love for yourself. And by doing this so, you create, so to speak, holes in your cloud where the sun can shine through. The light of your soul can then start to flow inside you. And this will bring slowly change. Become aware of your ideas. Become aware of the fears behind them. And you are doing this, creating yourself an alternative. Alternative ideas based on love. And you can give these ideas a shape. Simply imagine a beautiful being, an angel perhaps, speaking words and ideas based on love, and let this angel comfort you. It's the angel of truth. And this angel of truth is your soul. And even when you think of this angel, you feel peace inside your heart. And then, when you feel this in your heart, the connection with your soul is restored, and this is your soul's purpose. Thank you for listening, and I'm now going to give you a meditation that will help you to connect with your soul.